Donna, it's the week of the Donegal International Rally. You're currently out doing your recce at the moment, and I suppose for a local Donegal driver, this is the big one.
Yeah, of course. It's the pinnacle of the calendar. It's the one that we all would dearly like to win. And I suppose it being our local event, there's that just added excitement to the whole thing. So, yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah. You, of course, finished second in Donegal last year and second in the Tarmac Championship. And I suppose you're in the hunt again, but in the previous round, Killarney, things didn't go as according to plan. You took the lead after Declan Boyle went out, but unfortunately you rolled the car with a couple of stages to go. And as you head into Donegal, I suppose that was a huge learning curve for you, was it, Donna?
Well, I suppose it really was the first time that I had an international win within my grasp. I suppose Declan having gone out took the whole pressure off, but it added a different pressure. And I suppose, yeah, we learned that in that situation you're better to keep pushing at 100%, keep the concentration. We backed off too much. We lost our whole rhythm, made a stupid mistake, which cost us the rally.
And is that a situation that you have to learn from in Donegal, given that Donegal is not a sprint, that it's a marathon 3-day event as well? So you need to, I suppose, learn how to factor that in?
I think, you know, everybody will say that Donegal is a finisher's rally, but the pace from stage one is unbelievable. And really, as much as, yes, you need to finish, you can't fall behind too far either. And there will be dramatic turns all through the weekend that certainly will potentially affect the outcome. But as much as it is a marathon, by God, it's a fast marathon.
And is the focus, do you feel fast enough to put you on the winner's podium here in Donegal, Donna?
Oh, absolutely. The Focus is a wonderful car. It certainly won't be the car that will be the issue. The car is as good as any car in the rally, if not one of the best. Well supported by M Sport still. The team at VSM do a wonderful job. They leave nothing to chance. So I certainly believe we certainly have the equipment. We have the team. So now it's down to the driver and co-driver.
The conditions at the moment for recce, the sun is shining in Donegal and it gives to be dry over the weekend with some cloud. Is that the sort of conditions that you can revel in, Donna?
Well, I think most people will prefer dry conditions. It makes the whole thing so much more enjoyable. It leaves tyre choice less of an issue. So certainly, yeah, a dry weekend would be nice. I think the heat in some of these cars is certainly going to be a bit of a factor, but if it's dry, I'd be happy. If it's wet, so be it. But I suppose the challenge is when you get changeable conditions, and tyre choice obviously being the big headache.
And just finally, you were so close to getting that first international one. You were runner-up here in Donegal last year, and having learned what happened in Kerry, can you become a first-time international winner on your home event?
We're certainly going to try. I think the competition this year, I suppose, as previous years, is very, very fierce, but I think, you know, the hunger that the likes of Declan Boyle has, Darren Gass, Gary Jennings, you know, even Sam Moffat, Derek McGarty too, will be one not to be discounted. I think, you know, there's nobody in the front runners that isn't coming here to try and win. So it certainly would be a dream come true to win Donegal. So we'll do our best.